Welcome to the home of fantasy football's hot stove. It's the all-purpose Roto Fantasy Football Show. Let's go.
Special weeks, special playoffs, divisional playoffs. Call for special shows, Chris.
Yeah, just kind of working into our off-season schedule, right? Where we think we're Wednesday, Saturday, I think is what we decided. Sounds a couple right. Shows a week, something like that.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Saturday gives us, you know, during the season, like you said, we can be ready for the daily game and your roster lineups. And Wednesday we shift maybe to the fun new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we wanted to do is give you guys plenty of time to listen to this before the games. In my opinion, I talked about this last week and, you know, you were kind of down from not having 16 games to watch every week. But I think this weekend that we got here is the best weekend of football of the entire year.
Yeah, you're not alone in that opinion. Most people are right on board with you on that. And we shall see what type of games there are. There's a little extra drama going on right now, but that's okay. That's what football's about. And, you know, I'm only an hour and a half from Cincinnati, and they're still talking about it. But at any rate, let's talk about good starts for this week's contest. And I'm going to start off saying I'm going to take a partial credit. I had a pretty good week last week. I was pretty happy with some of my call-outs on players. And D-Jacks looked like to be on fire for you at the beginning, but apparently Washington decided, oh, wait a minute. Chris thought D-Jacks would be an okay wide receiver 3 play. He started out good. Let's make sure we stop throwing to him.
Well, also, he had a really, really stupid play. Where
he did, that happens.
Yeah, but I mean, we have heard players say dumber things than I'm. Like, I think it was Steve Young was talking about on Pardon the Interruption, that if a player complained for the ball, that he would literally not look at them for a full quarter.
Yeah, that's Steve Young. And I know, but D-Jack's such a big part of their offense with Reed. And yeah, it was a dumb play. But I mean, and that's what, you know, like, this whole Cincinnati thing and everything that's going on. I mean, it's like we want to legislate and rule emotion out of the game. And, you know, and that's probably the best part of the game is emotion. And sometimes, yeah, it goes too far. Sometimes you make stupid mistakes. But the emotion is what makes it so darn, you know, exhilarating.
The perfect hit was idiotic, and he definitely knew better just the way he lined him up. But the Pac-Man Jones thing, I think the thing that I have a hard time with Marvin Lewis is that Pac-Man Jones has now had arguably two of the dumbest slash most violent plays I've seen in a single season, and, you know, that I've ever seen just in general with Amari Cooper's helmet coming off and him slamming his head into the helmet, which
that was
ridiculous. I still don't know how he wasn't suspended for that.
It was ridiculous.
If the league wasn't going to suspend him, then the team should have. So that kind of bothered me from earlier in this year. And I know emotions are running high and all that good stuff, but man, they were just stupid in general. The defense they were playing was stupid. Perfect trying to take Brown out was really stupid. And, you know,
a lot of it.
Pac-Man falling for Joey Porter's junk was really
stupid. Got goaded into it. That's right. And they were all out there just hyping each other up. But, you know, in that, since we're talking Marvin Lewis, before we get to our good plays here that we like, you know, I'm excited about a special show that we'll have coming up. Maybe we'll do it Saturday. Maybe it'll be the following. But I'm loving it. It's our Oscars for the fantasy football. And I'm loving, I got a category, best fiction for a coach in the NFL. And I think, you know, Marvin Lewis, he's been nominated.
Well, it's funny because, so I sent that and I can see you how you would read my text, but taking people behind the curtain, what I meant was literally our 10 favorite movies of the year.
I wondered afterwards. Yeah. I kind of like the idea of the Oscars. Best coach who pretended to be a coach this year. And I'm going to tell you, Ray, I'll do a tease. Caldwell and Marvin Lewis are both nominated. They're walking down that red carpet.
I'm excited for both. Both the actual, you know, movies that I was referring to, a top 5 or 10 list from each of us, where we go off topic for a show. Figured people might enjoy that. But yeah, I mean, NFL Oscars, sure. Our awards will definitely be better than the NFL awards. I also, before we jump into the games, I'm sorry that we're taking so long here, but we definitely have some Rams fans, and we have some Raiders fans, and we have some Chargers fans.
Yeah.
And shout outs to them because this sucks all the way around.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Not good. Not good. I feel for all of them. And it, you know, fans in those cities and those towns, I understand the people who don't care, and there's a lot of people who do. So, you know, you gotta feel for people that do, because the team doesn't, I don't care what you say about the taxpayers and all this stuff. We all live there. We all see what happens in big cities and what their budgets are really like. It's not really hurting you if you're not an NFL fan, but those people that kind of live and breathe, that's their thing. You know, that's their hunting. That's their snowmobiling. That's their fishing thing. It's football. And it just got ripped away from them.
Yeah. It's, it's going back. The Rams are going back to where they came from, but there's still a good amount of fans in St. Louis. But hey, at least you're not subjected to Jeff Fisher next year. That's got to be a plus for you. Enjoy yeah. Jeff Fisher, Los Angeles. I know you will.
He could be nominated from what I heard. I heard someone was looking at some stats. He could also be walking down the red carpet.
Wow. I'm pretty excited about this. So let's go game by game, right?
6 playoffs in 22 years. You bet you deserve to be on the red carpet. Yeah, let's go game by game.
So first game of the weekend, we got some weather for New England and Kansas City. This is interesting because so you got a bunch of Patriots coming back. I don't know how much it's reached you and the rest of the country or if it's more of a local story, but the Chandler Jones thing with the synthetic marijuana being admitted to the hospital because of it. Apparently, this is a pretty regular thing with players from what I've been reading is that use it for, I guess, like a de-stressor and a pain reliever, apparently, is what this is for, from what I'm reading on the internet. But who knows what kind of distraction that's going to be. So Patriots, no offensive line whatsoever. Pretty good defense this season. The numbers love the Chiefs in this game, Bob. Football Outsiders and Aaron Schatz have been picking, really pointing to them.
And the Chris sheet is favoring Mr. Alex Smith. So irrespective of the game, let's just say you're thinking with this weather, it's a 2-touchdown Patriot win or it's a tight game. Are you liking Alex Smith irrespective of the type of game it is?
If Macklin was healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, then I'd say yes. Macklin having that high ankle sprain and we're lucky that it was only a high ankle sprain so that he can be 100% for next year. But at the same time, you don't have to respect him quite as much as you normally would because of that high ankle sprain. So changes the defense, allows you to reallocate a few assets. I think it's going to make it much tougher on this team. And kind of the strength of this Chiefs team is that running game. And the Patriots have been pretty solid against the run this year. They've got some great run defenders. Hightower's going to be back. Jamie Collins, his run blitzes are just absurd. If you hate the Patriots and you don't like watching them, watch Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower and don't pay attention to the Brady stuff if you hate them, because those two guys are unbelievable linebackers. And I think that they're going to give the Chiefs a good amount of trouble this weekend. The guy who I kind of feel like is the safest play in this entire game is Edelman.
Yeah. So for game by game, if you're looking at wide receiver, Edelman is probably the safest play in this game. And you're spot on. I like to say that about those two linebackers. There hasn't been a lot of games where we had both of these guys 100%, but what a treat. If you love watching defenses wreak havoc, both of these guys probably will have a little fun with Alex Smith and these wannabe running backs. So safe bets. Edelman, nice. You're not mentioning the tight end, of course. What kind of game do you expect out of Gronk?
Chiefs are pretty good against the tight end. So I think that he's going to be prominently involved. I think that he's probably going to have a touchdown, I'm going to say. But at the same time, they're going to focus everything on him. I think I know what the Patriots are going to do. I think that the Patriots are going to not line him up traditionally at all, spread the Chiefs out, and kind of confuse some double teams. But I don't know that for sure. I think that's what they should do. But at the same time, two pretty ferocious pass rushers. Maybe they keep Gronkowski in on some plays.
So Kelsey, the opposite side of the line of scrimmage.
I like him more.
And if you would like him more. And does the Macklin thing, is that an uptick to him? Or does that mean he gets better coverage if he's not playing?
I think he's going to draw some more attention. The guy who I love this weekend is Greg Olsen. So
at tight end. So if you're talking positional, you like Greg Olsen. He's probably going to be the most expensive tight end on the board. But that matchup against Seattle's defensive backs, you like Olsen as a tight end getting more than his share of opening free shots.
He's the second most expensive. So I'm using him in one and done and two and done leagues 100% because I don't know about this game. I don't know if they can make it – Seahawks dodged one, and they've been playing great. So I'm playing Olsen this weekend, and same thing in daily. I'm putting him out there. I was talking with some people online about, what I've been talking about with daily, tournaments. If you have specific questions about that, then you can tweet at me or you can email us, and I can get into it. But right now, the strategy that we've settled in on that Bob and I have talked about is the 50-50s. Just stick to 50-50s. That's the easiest way for you to win some cash. So when we're talking about the daily games, that's what we mean. And I don't care if 50% of my league has Greg Olsen, I'm still taking him.
Correct. That's where you don't have to worry about being so contrarian. You're just going 50-50, and you want the best lineup for the best points from what you're seeing. So Greg Olsen against Seattle, there's no way I'm going to disagree with you on that pick, because I agree with you, the Kelce situation going against that New England defense. And then Gronk, just not seeing what New England's going to do, I'm a little bit concerned. And so for the money, there's just no way I can talk anybody out of starting Greg Olsen. So that's the best play at tight end. What about going back to wide receiver? You were talking about Edelman in this the New England game. Macklin, of course, not a start. You told me here that you kind of like Demaryius Thomas, but jeepers creepers, Chris, what is Manning going to be like?
So we're jumping all the way to that game.
Yeah, we'll jump all the way. Right. We're talking Greg Olsen, Carolina. Let's do more Carolina Seattle then. So what else on wide receiver?
Well, no. Let's go to Denver. I like that. I like that because that's the two games I'm probably the least certain about are the Pats and the Broncos games. So I like that you inadvertently went in that direction. So I think
so you got these guys up there, Chris. And Manning, I'm a big time Manning fan for years. He's been very beneficial to me. But my gosh, people are all goo goo for Gaga that he looked great there coming out, and I'm like, he did not look great. You're out of your mind.
So the reason why I liked AJ Green last week was the same reason why I can kind of see Demaryius Thomas this week, where, they are not great. The Steelers are not great at covering the deep ball.
Nope.
So that's really one thing that worked for Manning, was just kind of throwing it in Demaryius Thomas's general direction and just letting him do something with the ball. And this Pittsburgh defense is definitely a unit that you can do that against. So am I 100% on him? No. Definitely not. We'll get to the game where I have a lot more players I'm excited about. But if I had to start a receiver from this entire game, I think on Denver, it would probably be Demaryius Thomas.
Over Sanders, of course, and there's no tight end here. And, the running backs have been so up and down for that team that I can see what you're saying from an offensive firepower position, which player is the most likely to have some decent numbers from that Denver team. It is, of course, Demaryius Thomas. Now, they're facing, of course, Pittsburgh. The news on Roethlisberger is still up in the air. They're resting him to see what they have, waiting on Antonio Brown's situation in Denver. This could be kind of a not a high-intensity game. I can see it happening.
Yeah, so it's looking like there's – I pulled up the weather. The site that we use for the weather, it's really funny. So there's probably some snow, maybe some rain for the Pats-Chiefs. This game looks clear, about 33 degrees, unfortunately, so that certainly doesn't help Manning. But what's really funny is that they list the Pro Bowl. For some reason, they have the expected weather for the Pro Bowl on here.
Yeah,
which I thought was funny. But I like Demaryius Thomas. The other side of the ball, I would be just knocked on my butt shocked about if Roethlisberger didn't play.
Yes, I agree he's going to play, but if Brown truly suffered the type of concussion they're talking about, and the spin that's going on out there, what about Bryant for a very cheap $7,000?
I love that you're close enough to Cincy where you're hearing the Bengals truthers say that wasn't a concussion and that he was faking it.
I disagree with you too on the whole game. Is that whole game was I'm a Bengals supporter, I guess I should call it, but. I think Perfect's an interesting story about NFL football in that game. And like I said, I'm disappointed in how the whole game was handled from both sides of the field and from the Zebras. So it was bad. It was bad for NFL. My God, you know what happened in that game, though? That terrible thing happened. I agree with Steve Mariucci. He said that game was bad for the Shield. I hated sitting there agreeing with him.
Well, Perfect was a maniac. in that game. He was trying to intentionally dislocate Roethlisberger's shoulder. He probably should have been penalized prior to that play, and that play was just kind of the cherry on the cake that they
If Brown's out, I agree. Roethlisberger's going to play even if he's 30%. What type of play is Brown?
So he had 10 receptions the last game.
Heck of a secondary on the other side of the field there, right?
So they switched. This has been pointed out many places, but Denver was primarily a man-to-man team prior to the Steelers game. And the Steelers torched them so bad that they kind of incorporated more zone concepts because they got crushed so badly. So I just saw Martavius Bryant make a catch with his butt.
Wasn't that crazy?
That was one of the crazier catches I've ever seen. So I'm going to play him for a cheap amount if I have to play a guy from this game. But if Antonio Brown's going, if right before the game you hear that he's going, I'm going to modify some lineups and see if I can't get him in.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and running backs in this game, since we're doing Denver, Pittsburgh, is this a wasteland?
So I don't like the Denver guys at all.
No, agreed.
If you're desperate, Todman looked pretty good.
He looked great.
Yeah.
I thought he looked great.
And Fitzgerald Toussaint, he's finally priced. Great in the passing game this past week. So PPR format for daily games, I don't mind Toussaint. Todman, if you're trying to swing big, but the one, you know, the traditional playoff leagues, non-daily stuff, I'm not touching either one of these guys.
Now, I missed something, too. I mean, as far as the outcome of that game, I knew when Toussaint got hurt, and I want to say it was just his head. Bell got wrong, concussion. But I don't remember.
They said he was in the concussion protocol, and then he was back out on the field the next play. So
he looked fantastic, too. I thought these guys looked very, very good. Yep. But I can see what you're saying. When you're spending $6,000 about for either one of them, we're going to talk about some other players that are more interesting. So running backs you're staying away from, wide receivers here, they're early. The early sheet, the master sheet that's treating you pretty well as you continue to endeavor weekly out here, which we should talk about at some point. You like Demaryius Thomas and staying away from Pittsburgh unless something's really special there. And you like the fact that maybe Bryant is special if Brown is out. And quarterbacks in this game then, since we're talking about this game?
I'm not going to play Roethlisberger just because I'm worried about it. And I'm not going to play Manning either.
Impossible. Agreed. But
it stinks to have to allocate that much extra money for Antonio Brown too if you are going to go with him in a daily game. You know, in the one and done or two and done, you can just kind of flip from Bryant to Brown. And, it you know, it's flat. But if you're playing daily, it's tough to have the extra $2,000 to be able to flip to not spend that to flip to Brown. If your lineup composition is that way, then I definitely recommend doing that. But it being the last game of the weekend makes it a little tough to do that.
Yeah, and weather could be a bigger impact if Roethlisberger's playing hurt.
Looks good now. You know, he's used to cold weather. I'm a little worried about Manning, but like I said, I think Thomas is going to come through at least once in this game.
So I pulled us away from the Carolina-Seattle game. Just a real quick back under the covers there for the wide receivers. Anybody singing to you there in that matchup?
From that specific game?
Yeah, that Carolina-Seattle game. See, I'm making my marks, folks. Just, you know, I'm making my marks on my sheet as we're talking. So I didn't circle anybody in this game. And I didn't line anybody out yet. I got my feeling. I want to know what you're doing.
How do you see this game playing out?
I see it's a tight game. I see a tight game, a lot of running. That's what I see.
So, yeah, there's not really – it's too bad. There's not really a huge – I wish that there was a more definitive special teams advantage one way or the other.
And I don't think that exists either. Nope. I think Lockett's the fun play because it's kind of a boom player there.
Yep.
So he's just a sexy pick, and I like it. It's fun to watch that guy play. Very exciting. Obviously, it was exciting this past weekend. On Carolina, I'm just I can't go into my divisional playoffs when I'm – doing these 50-50s and betting on guys like Ginn. I'm just not doing it. It's just Greg Olsen.
So Doug Baldwin, I will say.
He looks for him all the time.
He does. And we have covered that Josh Norman doesn't go into the slot.
That's right.
So that's where Doug Baldwin primarily resides. So I think that, you know, for it's kind of crazy that he still isn't that much money in these leagues, in the daily leagues, because, geez, he's been insane. They love going down the field to both him and Lockett. Russell Wilson, probably he might be the only quarterback in the entire league that can overcome a disadvantage like this on the offensive line versus this Carolina defense. So
I think he's the most athletic quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, it's not even close. Until we get Watson in.
And
I haven't watched any college football this year.
Is it 1-2 Wilson, Cam Newton, the two most athletic quarterbacks in the league right now?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, but, yeah. Probably, yeah.
But, yeah, it's that college football national championship game is bonkers.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
great.
Only games that I've watched in bowl games this year. Got to get in on that, but that was fun.
That was a ball. That was awesome. So much fun.
But, yeah, I can see Wilson having a good game. I can see Baldwin having a good game on the other side. Cam Newton kind of matchup proof, bulletproof, you know, this entire season. So not going to hate it if you play him. We're about to get to my number one quarterback of the weekend. So that's why I'm not really over the moon about any of these guys because I've already picked my guy out. but yeah, so Greg Olsen next to, I think Greg Olsen might be the most excited.
Yeah.
So AJ Green was my favorite play last weekend, which, you know, at least he had a touchdown there at the end. But Greg Olsen is probably my favorite one this week.
And the running backs in this game, is the Lynch stuff just smokescreen? And, you know, plan on not having a Seattle running back in your lineup here. Don't spend money there.
Man, that was
and
weird.
Jonathan Stewart, well rested, man. This guy, he could be fantastic this week, even against that Seattle defense.
20 for 78 in the first meeting between these two teams. Which was actually a solid game. It was a solid game for them to get those kind of yards pretty consistently. I might talk myself into Jonathan Stewart by the time the game rolls around. I think the thing about this game that makes me not just over the moon about the Seahawks is that if you've watched these last four times that Carolina and Seattle have played, Carolina is not even remotely afraid of the Seahawks. They go toe-to-toe with them every time. They have no qualms with hitting the Seahawks. So I could totally see Stewart having a nice game in this one. And I probably will start him in a few leagues. I would rather have him than Lynch just because I don't know what's going on with Lynch. Lynch practiced late into the week last week, so I don't know why he didn't travel. I don't know what happened there. But I like Stewart this week.
Okay, and where do you want to go next? I think Stewart, like I said, solid. Something a little more appealing coming down the road here in a minute, perhaps. Where do you want to go next?
The only place to go. Green Bay, Arizona. The last one.
Green Bay, Arizona. I was kind of on the Rodgers train last week, and I was looking good at times. Overall, I was happy with it. Could have been a lot better. I was also on Cobb. That treated me well.
He was also on Hopkins, setting
a target record, and I was wrong there.
He was the number one quarterback of last weekend, though. Right, yeah. Rodgers? So there you go.
I liked it.
It's all that matters. It's all that matters.
Cobb and Rodgers treated me well. A couple others, and I only put Hopkins in like two lineups, and he did not set the target record, Chris.
No, he didn't.
He had like nine targets. It was terrible. What are you doing with that guy out there, nine targets? Well, don't play him.
When your quarterback has five turnovers. Five turnovers is kind of rough.
Do what some of the other NFL quarterbacks. Just toss it up in the air, man. Don't even look.
They were too busy bringing J.J. Watt out on the field for some reason on offense.
Oh, brother. That's terrible. All right. So Green Bay, Arizona. You want to talk quarterbacks first?
Carson Palmer.
Jeez.
Yeah. Going for it. I don't really have any reason to suggest that Green Bay is going to be within two touchdowns of this Arizona team.
Agreed 1,000%.
So I'm going Carson Palmer and David Johnson, every single team.
Carson Palmer also nominated and will be on the red carpet for one of the best value Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great this year.
16th round in many leagues. Yeah. But anyways, so Carson Palmer, and you're right. Aaron Rodgers, though, interesting here about second half garbage stats in the air. I mean, talk to me. I mean, seriously, this is a game where Arizona, I agree. This team could be comfortably 10 to 14 points ahead the bulk of this game, and Green Bay is just not going to sit back and run the ball.
I mean, didn't we get a story about the Rodgers to Rodgers Hail Mary, like swinging multiple leagues?
I
think we did get a story about that because. So there's definitely some garbage time potential here. But at the same time, I am not. This is a tough weekend because there's so many good defenses involved right now.
Yeah. It's my 1 and 2 quarterback right here. It's Palmer and Rodgers 1 and 2 for me this week.
Oh, I'm not touching Rodgers. Palmer. Right. Palmer and then.
So you're going Alex Smith too?
No, Wilson. I think I'd go Wilson too.
That Carolina defense can be special. So it'll be fun for us to talk next week.
Yep.
You're in on Russell. I am in on Aaron Rodgers. The Wisconsin Cheeseheads owe me some loving. How about running backs?
David Johnson.
Yeah. Wow.
The only Packer.
Wow.
Who I might play in this game is Randall Cobb.
Yeah. So, the rest of the wide receivers, you just can't. They're banged up. And, you know, Rodgers just gives those guys the stare down sometimes. Like, come on. Cobb, you can tell, is trying to put it all out there. And the role he has in this offense in the second half, I think you're right, great potential for a 6-catch second half with a touchdown.
I'm about to offer a counterpoint to people who talk about how stupid stats are and how analytics is ruining
sports. Yeah, there's thousands of guys who just, that's what they do for a living. Go ahead.
So in any case, Football Outsiders, based on a few of their numbers and a few other things that I've collected, loves Larry Fitzgerald this week, right?
Yes.
That's not the reason why I love Larry Fitzgerald. I love Larry Fitzgerald because I watch football and I saw what happened the last time that Larry Fitzgerald was in the playoffs. I don't count last year because he had a 7th-string quarterback throwing to him. Larry Fitzgerald plays very, very well in the playoffs. He nearly single-handedly won the Super Bowl for Arizona against the Steelers. He's been a little quiet these past few weeks. He had a week off. I think he is going to go absolutely ballistic this postseason.
He's ready. He's got the best quarterback he's ever had in the playoffs.
Would you take this version of Carson Palmer over 39-year-old Kurt Warner?
Yes.
Which Warner was really good.
Warner was really good, but I'll take Carson Palmer right now. These two guys have chemistry, man.
Palmer probably has a better arm than Warner did at that point.
And Larry's running more small, increased frequency of smaller routes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's in the slot. And these three wide receivers are monsters. Those three wide receivers, man, that is a gnarly combination that they have out there. I think Larry Fitzgerald is going to carve this team up.
So we like Fitzy as a wide receiver in this game. Maybe Cobb, like you said, you could talk yourself into it. The other Arizona running backs, way too volatile, way too up and down. And 50-50 is where you can really, like Chris said, make some hay. You talked about the running back Johnson. You didn't mention Packer running backs. You just can't predict what's going to happen. And they wouldn't stick with a hot hand anyways.
So if I've mentioned three Cardinals already. But if you want a fourth, I would probably do Floyd over Brown this week. Although both the guys, it's razor thin. Fitzgerald's the number one, but those two guys are very close too, but barely give the edge to Michael Floyd.
So Fitzgerald, Demaryius Thomas, Edelman, very solid plays at wide receiver. Come back at quarterback with Carson Palmer, and you're riding that Arizona team to victory.
Yeah, that's my highest confidence. No offense, yeah. Packers fans, you've had a rough year.
Boy, did they.
Just because, you know, they roughed up Washington, who, you know, playoff team. They're going in the right direction, but I don't think that Washington's in the same class as this Arizona. This Arizona team. Fitzgerald's probably my number one wide receiver, with Edelman as my close number two. I think that they're really going to work Edelman against those quick routes are going to be so huge against that Chiefs pass rush that I really think that you're talking 12, 14 targets for Edelman. And in the PPR format, that's just such a buoy for your whole team.
Yeah, I like the call out there. That three pack at wide receiver is worth the money. And save your money after David Johnson at running back. And so if you did that, Chris, let's jump into running backs real quick again. Mm-hmm. So if you played David Johnson, you're in a situation now with those three wide receivers. You don't have a lot of money. So we got to find kind of a bargain guy here that we think's, to me, in that situation, we got a really nice, powerful wide receiver group. We're going with Palmer. He's going to be the top quarterback of the week. So we got to spend and just get a high floor guy that's not going to kill us. You know, we just want some points. Who's the bargain guy in there?
How about James White?
Wow, yeah, because that could blow up for you, too.
Yep.
He's going to get something. He's going to be involved in that game against Kansas City. $6,500, not a bad price for him.
Also, Spencer Ware. short yardage guy, touchdown guy. I don't think the Pats defense is going to completely shut off the Chiefs. Chiefs have a good, pretty good special teams unit in addition to their offense, so they could easily get down there, get down to the goal line, and Ware could get a touchdown to help you out. But yeah, it's probably. Is there anyone else who you like? I think James White is probably the guy.
Yeah, I think it is too, because as well as the Pittsburgh guys played, that game could go a lot of weird ways, yep. And both of these guys could spend a lot of time on the bench. So no matter how the Kansas City game goes, Ware will get a decent amount of touches, and certainly White will, no matter what happens in that game too. He'll get some touches this week. So I like that kind of roughed out lineup.
He'll get five catches for you.
Yeah. And then the tight ends in this game, just not there, of course.
No,
you can't go here. You got to redo your.
There's much better options, including, like I said, the guys who really jump out to me this week: Palmer, Edelman, Olsen, and then just kind of the gut feeling on Fitzgerald, where you know it looks good for him, and I just feel like he's a guy who can see the end of the road. This is the best team he's ever played on.
Yeah,
I think they're the best team in the playoffs, to be totally honest with you. I think Fitzgerald.
Home. Yeah, it'll be home
game. Yeah, I think that. Although the one thing about that, Bob, is that typically opposing teams' fans can buy up the Arizona home seat.
Oh, the Packer fans will be there. They'll be there.
But yeah, just the same. I think Fitzgerald's going to have a very nice day. So
now, folks, this show that we've been doing with this daily game and your lineup setup, which helps during the regular season. Chris talked about 50-50. Just so you know, his numbers were really great last week. He had a pretty darn good success rate. And during the weekend, as he said, you can hit him up with a tweet or an email, and he'll try to get back to you with his opinion. And he hits on a lot. Of course, he misses just like I do too. But he's been on a good roll. So if you haven't been doing this, this is a good weekend to do it. You can do it for just $1. You can get online and do that. Or get in a fantasy playoff league and have a little fun. But it's a good week just to fool around. And you're not facing guys that have 32 different combinations of different quarterbacks because there's only these games.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, you know, with the 50-50 league, you limit your exposure, half the league wins. So if you're going to do it, you want to dip your toe in the water before it's potentially outlawed in the off season. If you want to say that to your grandkids that you played daily fantasy before it was illegal, then yeah, go make a run at it. This is the weekend to do it.
And so then Saturday we'll do our news show. We'll talk about San Francisco hiring a coach. We'll talk about Cleveland taking Hugh Jackson. Good luck. And I started doing my running back target research, Chris, because mm-hmm. I really had a suspicion about where the league has been going with the other running backs. And so I went back through 5 years of target stats on running backs to start getting ready for that show.
Yep.
I was pretty shocked at my results. So that's a tease, but it's not heading the direction I thought it was heading.
That's funny. We didn't mention defenses, so...
Yeah, hit that up.
Arizona number one and Kansas City number two.
Arizona number one and Kansas City number two.
Yep. You disagree?
That's what your sheet is saying.
well, actually, it's not. Arizona's way lower. Yeah, Kansas City's number one. But
can't take Pittsburgh in that game. You just can't go with that defense. Nope. And Seattle's defense against Cam Newton. I'm going to tell you right now, you haven't had much chance to see Cam Newton this week. Do not start a defense against him. Now, I agree. Seattle could shut him down. No question. Yeah. Talented, super coach team. But that Cam Newton is something else. I don't care if you hate Cam Newton. That guy is something else. And I'm a fan of him just because he's given the NFL a great quarterback. But that guy is talented. So I'm not starting a defense against him ever. And I had to do it twice in some leagues where I was stuck with a team that was going against him. That was a disaster. So. Arizona is going to probably get some pretty good special teams play against Green Bay, aren't they?
They could. Their unit's been down the last few weeks, but yeah, I think that it could be a good week for them. We didn't mention also Devontae Adams looks like he's out, so do not put him in your lineups. So
Green Bay's going to be tough. And of course, we usually talk about kickers and defense before, but I just like skipping them at this point. But for a kicker, Santos still, you know, on the road in New England, I'm not really excited about playing him because I don't know what Kansas City is going to score in this game. I do like Hauschka, though, at Carolina.
He's been good. I probably like, I would say, Chris Boswell the most in Denver.
I mean, in Denver is always a nice place to kick the ball. We all know that. And Pittsburgh is probably going to struggle in that red zone against that Denver defense, no matter who's at quarterback. So it's a good chance he's going to have two field goals in this game.
Yep. So that's the guy who I'd go with.
All right. Well, get us out of here, and we'll see everyone Saturday.
All right. At All Purpose Roto on Twitter, allpurposeroto@gmail.com. Please send us some questions before the Saturday show if you want to contribute. Otherwise, we will talk to you on Saturday.
Ready, set, hike!